8 Robinsons TV presents a Yellow Tab Creative production. The Rooted in Love Show.
You are watching The Rooted in Love Show.
Welcome back to The Rooted in Love Show. Well, back with Yellow Tab Robinson. Two of the Robinson boys with us here, and
we can't even call him the Ninth Robinson.
Y'all called the other dude the Ninth Robinson. I hurt my feelings a little bit.
You got a higher presence.
Right.
The Ninth Robinson like a brother.
Oh. So we
it's like the eighth uncle or something.
Right. You like the eighth uncle. you can do here.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I have a student I'm mentoring now. And he's a Georgia Tech student working on his second master's now.
Oh, wow.
Trying to get into Stanford.
Oh, wow.
But called me Uncle William. So he got a little bit of girl trouble at school. And
Queenie, man, she on the ropes.
And, yeah, he on the rope big time.
So I said, on the ropes.
I said, dude, unless you can find a way to get out of this, we can find a way to get this taken care of. But if you do another action like that, we ain't getting out of it.
Right.
And you can't call me uncle no more.
Right.
You take away my uncle status from you. I'm just going to be Mr. William.
I did that to him.
He was like, oh,
right.
You mean I can't call you uncle? Not if you don't handle this right, you can't.
Right.
Okay, I ain't going to have no scrubs.
Got no scrubs.
I said, we're working through things. Mm-hmm. Okay. You up here educationally. I mean, this kid with aerospace dynamics and all these other things that he's doing. And I'm like, no, unless you can continue to go the right course, I can be open.
Right.
Auntie Lena is there as well. But if you mess up, that's like going to jail.
Right.
Because that's where you won't be, actually.
Right.
So I'm sorry I went up a little
tangent. No, that's needed.
That's something we all deal with.
Yeah,
especially as a teacher, that's something like I was a substitute. You was a substitute.
Yes.
So I always say I had some of y'all daughters out there, and I'm looking at the camera because some of y'all daughters way too fast. Don't know how they deal with grown men wrong. They get all up in our face.
Yeah,
they
want
to
be straight,
and you can't. Don't teach your daughters to be like that. But I want to ask you that, like, because I know you come across as like,
oh yeah,
what line? How do you draw that line? To make sure that you keep a safe distance from these, it's sometimes not the same, sometimes it can be other female teachers even.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it. Like, as a single man,
how do you people need to talk about this though.
Dog, 1-800. But on a serious note, I know I was married, but when I was substituting, I got a daughter, I got a this, the teacher's daughter trying to get up and they're bringing people in.
Yeah.
You know, introduce. So how do you deal with it? Or like you said, have you experienced it? And the second part of that is, like you said, I had little eighth graders, ninth grade girls or whatever. I would be like, if you finish that sentence, I'm going to take you to the office.
Yeah.
Every man ain't going to deal. Every man ain't good like me. I'm telling you, if you finish that sentence, I'm taking you to the office.
Right.
So how do you have dealt with that?
You cut that right off. I dealt with the whole gamut of situations.
Gotcha.
Right.
From the old folks to the young folks to, you know, I'm being one of the only males around and only black male around in most of my situations.
Right.
Just kind of laying low. Teachers at the big meetings and all that. I just do my thing. I ain't that guy whose name is about to be around the building on nobody's job.
Right.
You say you're not trying to be in an entanglement?
They ain't have to worry about that because I'm not that guy.
Amen.
And then, you know, with kids and all, you know, I do a lot of some of that training. I laugh at the boys. I do the man training. I'm like, you're going to get this man training. And we got this thing I do all the time with the boys. And then sometimes you got to do the lady training too. And I tell the girls, like, I don't have to do no lady training.
Right.
Mom and them got to talk about this. Teach you how to act with male and all that. Don't touch a man. Tied on purpose because you don't want nobody approaching you, reaching for your necklace and none. That's out of line. You know, you can tell them kind of.
Yeah,
bust no feelings and all, but you know, tell them different little things that's crossing lines and what to do, what not.
Sometimes they really don't know. Like you said, everybody just walk up to you and try to fix your tie, And to them, they don't see that as inappropriate. But if a principal or another teacher walk by and they see this little girl fixing your tie,
right,
they look
right.
Like what?
Wrong folks. They had a perception of that. So yeah,
we talking about little stuff like that.
I told there was some young teachers at my cousin's school, and various subject came up, and I said, okay, there's a guy by the name of Debo. There's a guy named Kimbo Slice.
Right.
They're going to be waiting for you in prison.
Yeah. Right.
Trying to keep that little, pitch in the back of your head.
Right.
And let it come rushing to the front.
Right.
When you start rushing to the front. When you start feeling funny.
Right.
Yeah. Those things you got to
remember. No, exactly. Right.
That's what lighting them up. For real. They like that.
And even with talking or meeting at schools and all that, door wide open, or if I'm up front, I'm positioned where there's a camera right there looking at me at all times, or if I'm with somebody in my classroom, that door is wide open, behind no closed doors and all that stuff like that. So
how you deal with my biggest one was like, how you deal with the mamas? Like the aunties and the mama. Now we're saying this, people, and I get what you're thinking, but it's real. We talking real talk, man talk.
Even the angry ones, the ones that feel like you done wronged their child,
right?
Yeah, and they come up with that right there.
Yeah, I know a lot of people give me all the praise on the teaching and the art knowledge, but it's so much bigger than that. You got to deal with all this stuff while you thinking about doing some cool art with the kids. This is all the background stuff that teachers are having to deal with, especially a black male teacher being all around.
We didn't really. Sometimes. We haven't had nobody to talk about COVID in the school system.
Right. That's right. COVID, all this, man.
COVID, like the whole dynamic of the school system changed.
So much craziness to deal with.
Like I've heard that there were some times when you really didn't have adequate grades to put in a book because the kids ain't been to school enough.
Everybody got that.
You got to figure it out.
And especially in your school, we're not talking about. I'm going to say it like this, the other side of Cobb County, we're talking about across the tracks Cobb County.
Yeah.
So a lot of those students didn't have internet access.
Kids don't have what they need. Some of them don't have food. I'll see some of my kids at the food pantry, parents coming through to pick up boxes of stuff. That's why we want some of my boys in the leadership group to be in there too, because they see, now you got classmates. They ain't like they clowning when they see somebody come in, they like, dang, that's my partner from down the hall.
Right.
So they're getting to see that this is serious over here. We got people in need. We got friends in need.
Right.
Families with tough situations. And that's with COVID and everything on top and all these other things we got to deal with. So if we don't work together and get some positive movements going, none of us going to make it. You know,
and it's good the kids see that at a young age. Because I'll tell you, my 7-year-old Nigel seen a commercial 2 years ago about kids with cancer. And, you know, my wife is a nurse. And he asked her about cancer, and she told him he started crying.
Yeah,
and we had to calm him down.
Yeah.
I don't want kids to get that. But what it did was, he said, when I cut my hair, I want to donate it to kids and I don't have hair.
Yeah.
Sure enough, 2 months ago, dad had red.
What is that?
And he said, I want to donate my hair. And he made sure when we walked in, he said, y'all donate it to kids.
Yeah.
And she cut it. Right. But it was an impression that he got. That you're giving those kids that same kind of impression that now they might not pick a Joan, as we used to say, on that kid that acting or doing whatever. You say, oh man, that's my.
Yeah, we got to talk about it a little bit when we, you know, we don't have much, bro. I want to teach kids, we lift each other up.
Right.
Everything we do together, that's what I teach.
That was some part of growing up, man. We didn't have that. We was poor. We got talked about all the time. And our only defense mechanism, a lot of times, we would talk
about.
That's
why I fought a lot. You don't
talk about it. We would talk about it.
Right.
Well, you know the thing they say, cops shoot first, ask questions. Well,
right.
We used to throw hands first.
Right.
Some teach kids, don't be like me.
Right.
Don't be like me growing up.
Right.
We were laughing earlier, talking about cussing and stuff, and they, Mr. Oh, I know you cuss every year. They argue me down about this and doing drugs and stuff. I guess we talk about drugs and all that, and then, but I'm like, no, that ain't. First of all, I don't cuss. I hit people. Don't be like me. And then they all laugh and stuff.
Right.
So I try to practice some self control. You know.
Right.
So,
yeah, my niece and nephew or my brother's kids rather said, Uncle William, you always been a goody goody.
I'm glad I branded my way myself that way. So you think
change?
Look at me. Well, they said you always a goody goody. I said, well, you know, life is not about getting caught and telling everybody your business.
First of all, don't
get caught.
You just gave me a great segment of question. And him saying life not get caught. How do you, as a teacher, deal with the students and the phones and everybody wanted to film everything and that culture that we have right now. But I know when we were growing up, it was, you know, of course. But now you're in the era where every kid wants to put it on the ground.
And every time they get caught, just call.
Shop for Rooted in Love Show merchandise at www.8robinsons.com.
Just cause of that, they all want attention. Like, wow. Like the police can't look on the ground. I just had breaking up a fight. I had a fight in my classroom, y'all. And somebody had a camera out, somebody filmed me breaking up a fight, so they climbed that. I'm like, how did the kid after school? Hey, I see you breaking up a fight over there. How you know I was breaking up a fight? First of all, you're on the opposite side of school.
Right.
But somebody posting, but then they all get caught.
It's like, it's like a prison situation. They're in the phone.
It's just crazy.
We got the phone.
You can't fight. And I got a little more freedom in my classroom. So what I do, we got an agreement. So if you can keep your phones put away and all that while I'm giving instructions, we're starting class, so you know information's got to go out. And at the end, when we're doing cleanup and closing, then you can listen to your little music while we're doing our artwork during the work session. So you can't do that in all, you know, a lot of other classes, you know, you can't even have your phone out. But in art class, we're going to get out a little vibe. I like music and art, you know, that go hand in hand. So,
right,
it works most of the time.
Yeah,
so right. The other day, once somebody got mad and so I don't know what happened, some fight break out, then, you know, somebody breaking them out of the film.
So I was like what I said last time, I think, about my nephew told me that they have a strict no bullying, no fighting policy. And I said, well, what if someone is just like going in on you and like you know, you down on the ground, they kicking you? He said, well, you know, we get in more trouble if we fight back. So I'll just ball up until they get tired.
That's what we get taught?
And when they get tired, then we'll have a conversation when they get tired.
They go, wow.
Kicking my ass. And I was like, I pulled off the side of the road. So I couldn't take it.
You pulled over?
I had to pull over. Like,
I just had to count down, man. One, two, three.
Yeah. I teach a lot of that, like I said, before you even get to teaching art and all the stuff everybody's all excited about. We in taming, training, home training. You got taming training before you can teach them. We laugh about that sometimes. But
taming and training.
Man training, home training, you know, teaching about, I don't know, personal hygiene, everything you can think of, before you can even get to the teaching. Some people done come from these homes and all these other, you know, I'm in one of those places where we got some home situations. Got to take care of that first. Emotions and everything. It's a lot.
But in you saying that, why, and this might be a rhetorical question, but why is it that the hiring managers and principals and things like that, especially at the school you're at schools like that, don't see you can't go over here to get the crispy, glossy teacher that know the book? You need to look for some teachers that have some experiences. Because the kids just don't run over them.
And they know the ones who got that. Like I tell the kids, we're from the same hood. So,
right.
You know, I'm from right down the street. I went to Griffin Middle School.
Right.
And I'm from the same place. So I have a better understanding of them.
Exactly.
And, you know, just come from some similar situation.
Do you see, like I know in Atlanta Public School, D.C. Public School, a lot of kids aren't being taught the civilities of life or the how to negotiate with each other.
Right.
You know, and they see what their home does.
Right.
And they think that applies to the street.
Everywhere.
So there's a certain decorum that we have lost. And how do we just be nice to each other again?
Yeah.
You know, it has a start in the school system. I remember we had a lot of at home economics, they had, you know, civics.
All that stuff was
workshops not working.
I have to I put little things in within our routine, different things. So like they know when they walk in my room, positive vibes only. Do not come even past the cafeteria with anything negative. But by the time you get 20 yards from my classroom, you better flip a switch because they know it's positive vibes only. And it's got to the point where I don't even have to say nothing. Other kids, if somebody say something negative or somebody snapping, somebody cuss, positive vibes only. Come on, man. You know, they correcting each other.
Right.
You know, you see all the YouTubes where the teachers are, before class start, they're standing outside and they're doing
the handshakes
and all. I mean, that's complicated. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But yeah, they know they're going to get my pound and we
got it. But if you see the look on their faces.
Exactly.
Because somebody's looking at them eyeball to eyeball. They pay attention.
That might have been the only positive attention they get.
Exactly.
All day long.
I'm going to tell you a funny thing. When I was kindergarten, first grade, they wanted to skip me. I didn't want to, because they skipped me. That meant I couldn't get my graham crackers and my orange juice. Because over there, that was real school.
Right.
They teach you ABCs and stuff like that over there. Right? So I kept running back to the kindergarten. And the teacher said, you have to have your graham crackers with milk.
Right.
And I was like, I had milk at home.
Right.
Okay. I'll have my graham crackers with my orange juice. Call me weird. That's what I like. Right. To this day.
Right.
Helena will buy me graham crackers and orange juice.
Oh, wow.
But that teacher locked me up in a cloakroom.
Oh, wow.
Because I wouldn't drink the milk. Well, I knew it was another kid who didn't have milk.
Right.
So I would give him my milk.
Okay.
And I was like, well, what's wrong with me giving him? He wants my milk. He wants the milk. We ain't in prison. He's taking my milk.
Right.
Now we're learning now how to look out for each other.
Yeah. You know, so I was giving him my milk because, I had my bowl of cereal this morning. I was orange juice and graham crackers.
Right.
So that might be my thing. I do a whole lot of that. Like, we learn to lift each other up, positively, even just like talking about simple subjects like aesthetics. Like, that's, how we see beauty in things. We ought to be able to say, hey, bro, I like that shirt. You know, when you flip the shirt off, it's like, I see what you did there. That's colors popping. Like, right. You automatically start comforting. You start comforting. You've seen the hand care on my shirt. Yeah. But a lot of kids, they don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Just that little tiny positive interaction just to lift each other
up. Do the parents ever compliment, but mention, or like if you have your parent-teacher conferences or other teachers, even better, that when your students come there, they can tell they've been to your class or that they come in with positive vibe or that you must talk to that one or something like that.
Yeah, you get that here and there because I tell some other teachers about, like, even if somebody's talking bad about a teacher, I'll be like, tell me about your favorite teacher. Just stop in mid-track. Tell me about your favorite teacher. I'm not even going to let you finish. And then other kids do that too. So now, they go to other classes. Some teachers will tell me, the kids were talking about this and that, or we'll go back and forth. And
That travels well. Because one of the reasons I thought about it was, I know when Nigel had his birthday party a couple weeks ago, you could tell the kids that went to his school, the Goddard School, because when those kids came in, even the little boys, they gave each other a hug. Because when they used to walk in the Goddard School, they made the kids shake each other's hands, say hello, and give each other a hug. Yeah. So now Nigel, when he sees his friends, when they see each other, like Lance, whatever, hey, man, they give each other a hug.
Yeah.
And you know that we ain't talk that.
No,
we
ain't. Man, come on, I want y'all to hug me right now. Don't hug me.
I tell kids I'm allergic to hugs. So
I might give them that. You put it in.
Right.
But then last week, they had a story in the news about a little boy that kissed a little girl, and now you got a case.
Yeah, that's sad.
He failed man training.
He gave a little girl a kiss.
Hey, brother.
And then he got a case.
So, yeah, I'm telling
you.
We got to know how to compliment a lady without going too far. You tell you your hair look cute, not look like your outfit or something. That's it. You ain't got to go nothing extra. We ain't saying nothing sexual and all that. Yeah. So we can do that little parts of the man training.
That's good.
And hopefully that carries over in the hallways and other classes.
It sounds like y'all have to do so much more than just.
Y'all are guidance counselors.
Right. I want people to know that.
Psychologists.
It's a lot more than teaching the subject.
It ain't regular. It ain't just going there and people, they think teachers are not important. We just out there ruling out something, throwing a video on, like, we doing a lot.
You remember the NFL used to do halftime, they used to pick a player and he used to pick out a favorite teacher.
Oh, yeah.
You know why they stopped that?
Why?
Because it was like the last three or four episodes, dudes went in on their teachers.
Oh, wow.
And said, Miss Montgomery, you told me I was going to be a trash man or something. Look at me now. Look at these rings.
So I never wanted to say that.
There was too many NFL players going in on it, picking teachers to shame.
Wow.
So they stopped doing it.
Oh, wow. But I can see that. I typically, I had a principal tell me I got my first pattern school for drawing on my desk. And everybody on my artist now. So, yeah.